Now, to try to prevent the spread of the H7N9 bird flu virus, authorities have been taking a series of other steps, including blocking the trade of live poultry and pigeons. We get more from CRI's Li Dong.
Live poultry sales have been suspended, some markets closed, and hospitals in Shanghai are busy checking every patient that arrives for symptoms of the H7N9 strain of bird flu. Even pigeon training and racing has been halted in China's largest city for fears that a new strain of bird flu may spread. Authorities confirmed the latest 2 deaths and 4 infections on April the 10th, although there are no signs of human-to-human transmission. Authorities believe people are contracting the virus through direct contact with infected fowl. The deaths have been reported in 3 eastern provinces of China and most of them in Shanghai, the country's economic powerhouse. Shares in the city's stock exchange have been falling since the first cases were reported last week. At the city's Huhai market, where one of the first cases were reported, doors and windows remained covered on Tuesday while fumigation was being conducted inside, according to the vendors in the vicinity. Authorities closed the market on April the 4th, taking all poultry for scaling. Ever since then, sales have contracted to a tenth of what they used to be for Yang Lianfang, who sells pork in a stand next to the now-closed poultry section of the market.
Fear. How can we not fear it? It happens like this, so fast. Of course we have fears. People doing business here cannot sell their produce.
Wang Puming, a regular customer at Huhai Market, has taken the measure of buying a Chinese herbal medicine that many believe helps curb the symptoms of cold and flu, although experts have disputed its effectiveness.
Right now, as it is the peak season for the flu, everybody pays more attention to this problem. The probability of getting sick is more acute. Everybody is worried. You see, even Banlanggen, a kind of Chinese herbal medicine, is sold out in pharmacies.
Near the headquarters of Shanghai Municipal Government, only a few pigeons remain freely wandering in the city's main park after authorities decided to lock most of them in cages. The Shanghai Pigeon Racing Association banned on April the 5th all flying, training, racing, and other outdoor activities of the birds, warning that failure to comply with the regulation would lead to the removal of racing permits. Huang Yongqian, a retired seaman who keeps around 4 dozen birds on the roof of a small house in the center of the city, said that the suspension was a preventative measure. He stresses that no racing pigeons have been found infected so far.
The pigeons in the market are found with H7N9 virus, they say, in the market. So the Shanghai Association for Pigeon Racing has decided to order its members to stop all pigeon activities, such as flying and competitions.
The Hangzhou Carrier Pigeon Association said on Monday that will inoculate up to 90,000 pigeons with a vaccine that protects against types of bird flu other than the new H7N9 strain, since no vaccine exists for it yet. The H7N9 virus is believed to circulate in poultry stocks without sickening birds, making it harder for experts to identify and eliminate outbreaks in birds. For CRI, I'm Li Dong.